Okay, good morning, everybody. So this is the final installment of the three-part series that we did in Halachos Beis and Gimel of Perek Beis of Mamrim. So far, again, what we've seen is that the Rambam makes a distinction that we spoke about yesterday between Siyag LaTorah and Gzirin Tetakana. So we tried to develop the perspective of the Evan Ha'azah a little bit about why it would be different, and I suggested that maybe the idea of a Siyag is that it really integrates in part into the De'oraisa. The other kasha of the Ravid is on the section of the Rambam where the Rambam says that batel hatam lo batel haminhag afilo batel hatam shebiglalo gazura gishonim o hiskino eina achronim yichon lebatel atyu gidolin mehem. So the Ravid says, I don't get it. Iter shuke Yerushalayim, reshvak Yerushalayim, beperos kasha le sherishonim tiknu, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai bitlach harchorba, and they should is batel hatam the rishonim. So what the Ravid is referring to is the halacha that there was a takana made so that the Yerushalayim should be filled with peros of Maaser Sheni, and that the Ravai, that if you lived within a one day's walk of Yerushalayim, that instead of being poda, right, ki yirchak mimcha hamakom, you should bring the fruits into Yerushalayim and eat them there. And then once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai came along and said this should not apply anymore, and how could this be? Because Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai wasn't gadol kirishonim bechachma over minyan. So the Kesef Mishnah says, how do you know? Maybe Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was gadol mehem, and he says, if you point out the Gemara in Sukkah daf kavchas that katan shebechulim is Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, he says that wasn't in areas of Torah, and it's a very famous passage in the Kesef Mishnah. There are other approaches as well. To this issue. So the Radvaz, takes up the issue. First he quotes extensively from the Migdal Oz, but the Radvaz felt that it wasn't an actual, a pure takana. If it was a pure takana, the Ravid was right, but he refers to it as takana mitultelas, meaning that even the takana, that if you were within a one day's walk when the Beis HaMikdash were standing, so you should bring the Maaser Sheni and the Netar Ravai to Yerushalayim, it wasn't really a solid takana, because we're taught there that the Misha Rabu Aperus is Kinushio Nifta Samoch Lachoma. When it got too much, so there was no need for it anymore. So even when the Beis HaMikdash was Kayim, they had some manner of redemption, Samoch Lachoma, Vachosman Shirzu Yachsor Dabu Lachmo Shahaya. So since it was a takana mitultelas, the regular standards don't apply. Meir Simcha in the Ar Sameach feels that the lo kasha midi. He completely rejects, respectfully, the kasha of the Ravid, referring to the Rambam in Hilchos Maaser Sheni v'Neta Ravai. Is a fascinating point there. I'm just going to read the halacha of consequence of the Rambam. It's actually two. So let me start with Perek Bey's halacha Aleph. In Maaser Sheni that the Ravai then go to Halacha Dalad. Maaser Sheni Nachal Abaylov Lifti Mechom Vesir Shalim Shnei Remember Vachal Tvnei Shem Lekach Makom Asher Yivkar Lishakein Shem Oshav Venog Bifnei Abayis Shalom Bifnei Abayis Ovol Enu Nachal Bifnei Shalim Elo Bifnei Abayis Shnei Remember Maaser Degan Chatirosh Chavitzrecha Uvecharos Bekarcha Vetzonecha compared to Korbanos Bipi Hashmo Lam Duma Bechor Enu Nachal Bifnei Abayis Af Maaser Sheni Lo Yachal Elo Bifnei Abayis. Okay, so then the Rambam Halacha Dalad says, "Kashem Shen Ochel Maaser Sheni Bizman Azeb Yerushalayim, Kachin Podin Oso Sham, Vein Mechalin Oso, Vein Mochrin Oso, Vein Nichas Yerushalayim, Abizman Azeh, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, In Motzin Oso Misham, Manichin Oso Sham, Ad She Yirakev, it would have to spoil, V'chenim Avar, V'otzin Misham, Manichin Oso, Ad She Yirakev, right? So you'd be stuck. L'fichach, what's the right thing to do? You don't want to destroy your Maaser Sheni and Neter Vai. In Mafrishan Maaser Sheni Bishulayim Bismanazel, and Motzin as Aperos Betivla and Chutz La'ir. Make sure not to do, we have Frashas from Maaseros. It should be Tevel. Nothing should be Chal. Mafrishan Oso Sham, outside of Yerushalayim, Bupodeyu. Right? If you Mifrishu Sham Bisman Hazah, Yerakev. Right? If you make a mistake and you Mafrish them there, Bisman Hazah, so then they should be Nirkav. So, Rav Meir Simcha points out in this context, Dechan Milvad the Batal Atam Batal Gam Hadin Hagabe Atzmachem Mayo Peres Nachal Mikdushet Karam Revai Bishlaim Asa Itershuke Yishlaim Aval Kevan Shebedan Alo Yachal Liftos Al Shavet Pruta Alo Tzion Bishlaim Velechol Harchek Meir VeDavka Binyanu Shibi Chlisan Yishlaim Al Kalten Bechitzos Ena Niftim Klal Vim Kain Tzu Hei Nechal Yishlaim Al Vizman Shein Beis Mikdash Dir Kavu, which we just read in the Rambam. There's no Beis HaMikdash. The fruit is to rot anyway. Rabbeinu Pasak, Perek Beis Maaser Sheni V'Neta Ravai, the Motzin HaPeros B'Tivlan, Upodin Mashim Efrishin, Vim yiskenu diachnisu haperos hasmuchin Yerushalayim halokarchach mukhrach lifdosan. Right, you would have to redeem them. Imkein haperos chulin v'alachulin me'olam lohaya takana. Right, you would have to redeem them, and so the peros al kolpanim would be chulin, and there was never any takana about chulin. It's only a takana about things that were the nifrash kitrumos umaisros. So the takana, it's not like, you know, Rabbi Yochum and Zakai's mevatel their takana. The takana only applied to Maiser Sheni and Eter Avai. It never applied to Chulin. And the reality is, Bisman Shem Beis HaMikdash Kayim, so the whole point is that it would be Tevel altogether. It would be Chulin to begin with. And then the minute that you separated them, you'd be Podeh what you separated. So that would be completely outside of the original takana. So you have three approaches, you know, to the matter altogether in terms of the kasha of the Ravid. One approach is to say Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai had the right. He was Gadol B'chachma Minyan Ketzer Mishta. The other is the approach of the Radvaz, is that he wasn't Mevatel because it was a Takana Mitultelas. It wasn't really a pure Takana. It was meant to go back and forth. It wasn't, you know, like one size fits all, that we were always going to bring everything within one day's walk into Yerushalayim. And then a third approach, which is the approach of Meir Simcha, which is that the Takana only applied to Meisr Sheni and Eter Revai, never applied to Tevel, never applied to Chulin. And so the halacha is, Bisman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim altogether, that if you would bring the Peiros into Yerushalayim, they would rot. So that it's not a question of reversing that takana. The whole point was that Beis HaMikdash isn't standing. You're motzi the peros betivlan outside of Yerushalayim, so that you can be mafresh them there, and therefore the whole thing is chulin to begin with. And once you're poda them, so the takana never applied to chulin altogether.